What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Kirk Simmons report. And today is Thursday, February 8th, 2024, man. Your boy's in a beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Oh, man. Well, right now the weather's about 63 degrees out, not too hot, not too cold. It's a beautiful night out, clear skies. Oh, man, life is good, man. Life is good, man. Life is good, man. So I know I've been MIA, man, and it's February, and I'm just telling y'all Happy New Year, right? Y'all already knew, you know, I apologized before. I'm not gonna apologize again. You know, like I told y'all, I'm gonna drop in, I'm gonna drop out, you know. So you know, man, let's get this thing started, man. Few things, you know, that happened down here in the city of New Orleans, right? And anybody that know my stance on anything, man, like I tell people all the time, my biggest concern is the death of black males, right? By murder, by shootings, any kind of form of violence that the black man faces. It's my concern, 100% my concern, right? So, you know, that's the position that I take. If you're trying to harm the black male and the black male is harming each other, and we haven't fixed this shit yet, man, that really just, you know, puts me in a fucked up space in the universe, right? And I get a lot of backlash because I graduated niggerdom, right? I graduated, you know, I graduated from that shit. So now I'm into the black American status, right? So once you graduate from niggerdom, right? You graduate out of that shit. You're going to the next level in life. You don't have time for the foolishness no more. You don't have, and there's a lot of things that you're not going to have time for. You're not going to listen to a lot of the hip hop music no more, right? You're not going to fuck up your money. You're not going to want to harm your brother. You're not going to want to harm your sisters. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you get into a whole nother mindset, man. You know, you're gonna start doing things totally different. And people are gonna be like, oh man, you done changed. Oh, you need to just go ahead on and bleach your skin. To me, that's motherfuckers that still stuck in that niggerdom mindset. And believe me, they're gonna come for you, man. Cause when they see you, when they see you shining and they still dull and unpolished, they coming for you, man. And a lot of times, you know, I get sucked down that rabbit hole, going back and forth with them, trying to tell them why I'm right. But my results speak for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody that's been following my podcast know I grew up in a one-bedroom house. I didn't have a living room in that motherfucker. You walk in, you in the kitchen, you make a right, you had like a, maybe a 2-foot little section, if it was that big. And then you're inside the bedroom. And once you're inside the bedroom, you make another immediate right, you're in the bathroom. We had 6 people in that motherfucker. My grandpa, my grandma, my mama, my aunt, my uncle, and myself. My grandma and grandpa had a bed. Us four, we slept on a pallet. A rolled up mattress, bro. So, and we stayed that way for years. Like, years. And not, you look at shit on TV, like the Jeffersons and Good Times. At least on Good Times, them motherfuckers had a sofa. This house was so small, we didn't have a sofa. And when my grandma got a new mattress, you wasn't sitting on that mattress. You're going to sit your ass on the floor. Or we had like a kitchen table, and I want to say we might have had 4 chairs in there. You sit at that kitchen table, or you're going to sit your ass on that floor. That was it. So now I tell motherfucker, man, I got 13 bedrooms. I got 13 bedrooms. And that's counting all my property, the bedrooms, 13, right? And I never slept in three of my properties. I never slept in them, but I got them. I got a fucking brand new trailer, mobile home, whatever you want to call that motherfucker. Three bedrooms, two baths, living room, kitchen, internet, washer and dryer, TVs. And I never slept in that motherfucker on, what it is, 6.5 acres of land. You know what I'm saying? So I never slept there, but I got it. And for me, like, my results speak for themselves. And see, like I said, sometimes, you know, you try to tell them all, you try to bring a motherfucker with you. They can't come. When I say I'm going to the water, and I'm willing to, I'm telling you, I'm walking to the water. You can walk in front of me. If you know the route, you can walk behind me, on side of me. But me, I'm going to the water. Ain't nobody gonna stop me from going to the water. Nobody. I don't give a fuck what your race, your nationality is. I don't give a fuck. I am going to the motherfucking water. That's where I'm going. Ain't nothing gonna stop me from getting there. Oh, the white people love you. They just laughing at your post. I don't give a fuck. I know one thing, you ain't your feelings. Because you see me shining and you still a fucking piece of dog, piece of shit. I'm just trying to get you to shine too. But, like I say, I'm going to the water. And when I talk about water, water is free. Water is free. You find a source of water, it's free. Most water is free, unless you go on somebody's property and build a pond or something to capture rainwater, whatever. But most, if you go to a lake, a river, that goddamn water is free. And that's what I'm telling motherfuckers. I'm going to the water. And on my property, I done built a pond. I done built a pond out there. So I got my own motherfucking water. Oh, and I also got a well. So I got my water, but I'm going to get more water. You can come with me. I'm going to it. I'm going to the fucking water. You can come. I'm not going to never tell you, hey, Johnny, where you going? Man, I'm going to the water. I want to come. No, bro, you can't come. Fuck no. I've never been that type of dude. I never will be that type of dude. If anything, I want us all to get to that motherfucking water. I want us all to get there. But some motherfucker, oh, man, that water too far. Oh, man, we get to that water too deep. Like, motherfucker. It's always something, you know? And I look at, so down here in Louisiana, we just had the governor's race. And we got a new governor, right? Jeff Landry, the governor now. And he came out with the proclamation of Louisiana, all the stuff that, you know, he want to change. He want to lower the age for criminals, you know, because I think they pushed it up to 21 for juveniles or something. So he want to bring it back down. They probably bring it back down to 17 like it used to be. He want to take away the timing for good time. There's a bunch of stuff in there. And the first thing our people say, oh, he's just picking on us. Let me tell you something. If our mindset is a criminal mindset, right? If our mindset is just criminal behavior and we want a free pass for us just constantly doing dumb shit, committing crime, robbery, shootings, and all this shit, and we don't want no consequences whatsoever, our communities will never get better. Because sometimes you got to take that motherfucking bad student and get that bitch out the class so everybody else can fucking learn. Because that motherfucker is a distraction. Now, when you take him out, when you take that student out, what are we going to do? We need to see what's wrong with this motherfucker. Is this motherfucker mentally challenged? So let's get him some help for his mental challenge. Some motherfuckers, you got to take them, put them in jail, and do something with them while they're in jail. You got to teach these motherfuckers. Some motherfuckers ain't going to want to learn. But if you got a motherfucking student in there, and you can't kick him out, now he's affecting the rest of the kids, and you say, well, hey, it's tough luck. We can't do nothing with him. Now the whole fucking, the whole system done failed because we can't do nothing with this one fucking dumb motherfucker. And I know y'all probably saying, oh man, Johnny heated. I am heated, man, because as a black man that came from where I came from, and I hate it when people say it, and I still do. If I did it, you can do it. But the shit that I done, I ain't do nothing major. I ain't no fucking athlete. I ain't no fucking rapper. But I make a good living for my family. And if I would have known, and I'm gonna tell you this right now, if I would have known about trucking 16 years ago, because that's how long I've been on in law enforcement. If I would have known about trucking 16 years ago, I'd be a millionaire by now. Because I'd have tapped into something. And people, and you get truckers that, oh, I've been trucking my whole life. Oh, the rates are so bad. Oh, it's so bad in trucking. They ain't gonna leave. People that talk about how bad it's gonna be if Trump win the election. Oh, if Trump win, I'm leaving. Leave. They ain't gonna leave. You know what I'm saying? Like me. Joe Biden hasn't done nothing to help me. Because when I go to the grocery store, I'm spending more money. My house notes done went up. Insurance in Louisiana fucking suck. So I hope these new insurance commissioners that they put in there, you know, get this shit kind of corrected. And in November, you know, one thing I never tell y'all what to do. I don't give a fuck who you vote for. I just want you to vote with common motherfucking sense. I don't want you to go in the fucking polls and say, well, he said some, he didn't let black people stay in a hotel. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. But Joe Biden spoke at a motherfucking Ku Klux Klan member, well, ex Ku Klux Klan funeral. Him and Obama. Because the dude, I can't even think of the dude's name right now. But they spoke at his funeral. Right? They spoke at his funeral. Because, oh, he changed. So if you're a Democrat and you was in a Klan and you come out and say, hey, I was in the Klan, but I changed, and it's all good, come on, man. Come on. So it just baffles my brain that we just gonna be mad at each other. Oh, well, he changed. All right, well, did Trump change? Oh no, Trump ain't changed. Well, how we know? Like just with the Klan member. How do I know that he didn't change? Right? It could have changed. But I know if it would have been a Republican that got up and said, hey, Jimmy Bob here was in the Klan, all this good stuff he done, you know, now I'ma speak at his funeral. Man, they have his head on the chopping block. He's a racist, he's a bigot, he's this and that. We all knew it would happen. But when Joe and Obama done it, and this is one of the dudes that Joe Biden used to look up back in the day, in the 70s. This is who he used to look up. This is one of his mentors. So, but my people, they hated Donald Trump so much. Because why did they hate Donald Trump? Because the Central Park Five. And the Central Park Five, and he had some businesses, and he didn't let black people stay there. But when the singer chick got into it and her family was murdered or whatever, he put her up in a hotel. So it's just like, you're not going to make everybody happy. Like me, when I went to the polls, I voted for Trump the first time and the second time. I knew why I was voting for Trump, because he came out and said the shit that I wanted to hear. I wasn't in my feelings, you know, because I understand now that a president, they can do as much. They really powerless. Like, tell you the truth, because your Senate and your Congress, these are, you know, that's the ones who get the shit done. And hopefully the president's agenda lines up with them. And they battle to get the bills and shit passed. So, you know, but for now, black people ain't gonna get shit. Like, it's done. Like, civil rights movement, once we got that shit done, everybody benefited off the wrongs that was done to us. Right? So now, you can stay in the school of niggerdom and never graduate that bitch. You can stay there. oh, you can graduate, become a Black American. And then you're going to start to see things. You're going to learn about, oh, let me try to open a business, right? Let me learn about some tax credits. Let me leave some generational wealth for my kids, right? Fuck that. I don't need them Nikes. Oh, I don't need that Mercedes Benz jet, you know? Let me learn how to generate some passive income to pay for that. Let me learn about that. Well, let me get my assets up. Because right now, that Mercedes Benz is going to be a liability to me. You know what I'm saying? It's just like my property in Poplarville. That's a liability to me. Because I'm not producing no income off that. Nothing. Nothing. Every month, I'm paying a house note on something that, and basically what I got it for was a weekend retreat. Like on the weekends, I want to go out there. I go out there. But, you know, things happen and I just get busy. I'm a busy man. You know, I'm a busy man. I got a plan. So, hey, it is what it is. But like I said, I'm going to the water. Anybody willing to come to the water with me, you can come. I'm not family. I'm telling you the way the water is. I'm not trying to go no opposite way. I'm telling you where it's at. This is the way I'm going. I'm not trying to fool you or nothing to make you think a certain way that, hey, I'm trying to bother to do this or that. Nah, man, that ain't never been my style, man. That ain't never been my style. You know, oh, you cater to white people. Oh, this or that. Oh, white people love you. They laughing at you. Hey, bro. They laughing at you for being so fucking clueless and stupid and typing all these paragraphs on my page. That's who they laughing at. Because I could go right now, I can go get it. I can go inside any room I want to go in. Right? Johnny Tremaine McGee can go into any room that I want to go in. Unlike you, because you still got that black and white, dumbass white man got his feet on my neck ass mentality. Man, you can't come in there with that. And people don't want that energy in there. Man, we look. Mr. McGee, how can we help you? How can we build together? How can we do this? How can we do that? You know what I'm saying? Hey, this is the ways that I want. This is what I want. All right, sir. Either they're going to say no or yeah. They say no. All right, cool. I go somewhere else. It's just like when I'm booking a load. When I'm booking a load, right? After so long in the game, I've been in the game going on. This is going to be my second year, right? This is going to be my second year. So I had like a year and a half. So this shit gonna be like my second year in the game. I may even longer than that. I don't know. I've been doing it for a while now. I know my worth. I got people calling me now, wanna give me insurance on my trucks and stuff. They calling me, hey, I see your insurance coming up for renewal. Like when I first got in the game, nobody wanna touch it but Progressive, right? So Progressive been good to me. I'm not about to walk out on Progressive right now. They've been good to me. You know, if they keep me at my rate, hey, man, I stick with y'all again. But if y'all lower it a little bit, shit, I might, your boy might go get him another truck. So that's it, man. You know, like, I see life differently, man. And for me saying it differently, you know, I'm an Uncle Tom. I'm a sellout. Because I call motherfuckers out on it. Like I say, you got two sets of people. And I look at the comments. And you can tell the comments of people. Like everybody posting this proclamation thing from the governor. People posting it. And, oh, man, this is that, this is that. Oh, that's bad. Oh, it's going to be bad for black folks. All right, bro. Well, now what you going to do? Either we're going to train these little dudes. Get them to be men and productive citizens. Or we just going to let the system handle. And I see the pain on these mama faces when they come out to these scenes. Their son's shot, dead. And then a lot of them got shit bags on for the rest of their life because they all fucked up. Their brains all, they mentally ill now because their brain ain't all there. Their body just all fucked up. Because they wanted to the street life. You look at T.I., he used to be a duffel bag boy. cool. Who another one? You look at Snoop Dogg, had them all smoking weed. Lil Wayne had them skateboarding and smoking weed, wearing tight clothes and all this shit here. That ain't no fucking man. A fucking man is gonna gonna put on some motherfucking some boots and some a t-shirt and about to go get it. About to do some manly shit. I ain't about to get out there and be a fucking little twig twatter. Fuck. That man, I tell you, man. And I hate I had to come. And you know what, bro? I'm gonna have to come back and I'm gonna have to be a little bit more reserved and subtle with y'all on the next one, bro. I'm gonna come back, man. Cause you know, I just had to get that off my chest, man. We gotta do better, man. I mean, and I'm telling you, we can do better, but we gotta make a change like soon. We have to make a change soon, man. If not, man, we fucked. We fucked, man. So I'm just gonna leave y'all with that, man. Hopefully that's enough to get y'all over the hump. And I'm coming back, man. I'm trying to work on my schedule, but once I get everything intact, man, I'll be back, man. I promise y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me, man. And you know what? I might rebrand because I don't want to hurt people's feelings no more, man. I don't know. You know, a lot of people still like the hurt feelings report. They be like, bro, when you gonna do the hurt feelings report, man? We need it. I'm like, oh, bro. Ah, man, it just takes time. Man. Like, I've been building my YouTube channel and stuff with my Hot Wheel cars and stuff. You know, that's relaxing to me. And I try to do anything, man, that's relaxing to me so I can unwind. Because in life, man, you got so much stuff that just compact your brain and just put so much negativity in you, man. And when I get out there with the Hot Wheel cars, man, sometimes I may have to take a body apart, put some weights in, cut the seats out, take some weight away for the car to go straight on the track without flipping over. Man, it's just fun to me, man. And, you know, people be like, oh, I had some of the trolls on YouTube, oh, this is what's wrong with the country now. You're a grown man playing with cars. I'm like, at least I'm a grown man. At least I made it to be a grown man. Like, these people don't know you're on the internet, man. So. Ah, man, I think I'd have kept y'all long enough, man. I don't want to keep y'all too long, man, with my foolishness. But, man, like I always say, y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Remember, the most important part of life is try not to stress, man. We all can make it. I don't care what color you are. I'm willing to be your friend as long as you're nice, man. Just be nice to your neighbor. Like I always say, they speak to them, they don't speak back. Hey, it is what it is, man. But you did your part, man. You just put that good energy out in the universe. And I promise you, man. I promise you, I promise you, I promise you. Whatever you want to call the higher being, if you want to call him God, Yahweh, whatever. I'm telling you, if you just connect with the universe, man, your life will be so much better. You just connect with that positive energy of the universe. You just ask for it. It's going to come to you. And your life is going to be better, man. So, y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Try not to stress. I love y'all, man. Thank y'all for listening to the Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report. I promise y'all. I don't like promising, right? But I promise y'all, I'm going to drop more, man. I love y'all, man. So I'm going to give y'all some more. I love y'all, man. Just spread that love, man. Thank y'all.